Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you, and we're looking forward to the Lord's Day on Sunday. Sunday evening, 5:30, our choir will present a cantata called He Gave Everything. He gave everything. And I hope you can come out and join us Sunday evening at 5:30 for that wonderful presentation by our choir and dramatic readings to go along with the music and a great message there reminding us of what the Savior did for us in coming to earth and living a perfect sinless life and then dying on the cross of Calvary for our sins. We'll have our morning service, 9:30, Bible classes and Sunday school, and then, of course, 10:30 is the morning service. And we invite you out to be our guest here during the Christmas season at Bible Baptist Church. We'll have a great Lord's Day together this coming Sunday. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to Mark chapter 5, please. Mark chapter 5. There's a wonderful, wonderful incident listed here, and beginning in verse number 25. The Bible says, a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest a multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? But he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came the ruler of the synagogue, ruler of the synagogue's house, certain, which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? Jesus was on his way to this ruler of the synagogue's house when he's interrupted by this woman who had what they call an issue of blood. Everything stops. Jesus stops the entourage, and this man, I'm sure, is a bit anxious because his daughter's dying. But he stops for this woman who's had an issue of blood. I want you to know several things about this lady today, okay? Number one, notice her affliction. 12 years, verse 25. Bleeding, all it says, an issue of blood, and not imaginary, but very real to her. And listen, we all have a real affliction. You know what a real affliction is? Sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. You see, we're all born with a sin nature. I mean, from the moment we're born, we lie, we steal, we get selfish. It's inside of us. That's that sin nature. It's a sin nature that pulls us in the wrong direction. And so, listen, that's why the social ills of today are not solved by education. All you're going to get is educated sinners. It's the root of the problem is sin. The more society feeds on alcohol, drugs, pornography, profanity, it's just going to continue to sin. We have a sinful condition. And it's not only real, but it's going to be fatal. Because sin, when it's finished, brings forth death. The wages of sin is still death. And we know, if you remember that broadcast yesterday, the wages of sin is death, and that death is separation from God, suffering and torment in a place called hell. This was her affliction. Now, she had a real physical affliction, but that's all of our spiritual affliction. But notice her situation. Verse 26, where the Bible says that she suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. I mean, there weren't hospitals in those days, but there were doctors. And she suffered many things of many physicians. I mean, I'm sure she had bottles. I'm sure she had quarts or gallons of medicine. But she says, you're all physicians of no value. In fact, not only could they not cure her, not only could they not help her condition, they made her condition worse. And there's many religious physicians that will try to cure your problem and cure your disease called sin. But they don't make you any better. They'll only make you worse. Well, like who, Pastor? Well, let me tell you, you go to Dr. Sincerity. Dr. Sincerity will tell you it doesn't matter what you believe, just as long as you're sincere. But you know what I found out? You can be sincere and be sincerely wrong. Years ago, I was in Chicago. Did not live there at the time, and we went downtown Chicago. I wanted to see the Moody Church and the Pacific Garden Mission, and I had a couple men with me. I was living in Arizona at the time, and we drove in Chicago, had a rental car, and I did not realize that the traffic lights there in Chicago, they're not up above like they are here. They're on the side of the road on a stand, and all of a sudden, I saw some flashing lights behind me, and a policeman pulls me over. And I realized, he said, out of state? Yep. He said, you know what you did? I said, nope. He said, you just went through two red lights back there. Whoa. Hey, I was sincere. I was trying to obey all the laws. And I could have been killed. Someone could have been coming the other way and just smashed in a bad accident. I was sincere. I almost turned right one time on a one-way street going the other direction. I'd have been sincere, but I'd have been sincerely wrong. Now listen, you can be sincere, but you can be sincerely wrong. The man was cleaning his rifle with a telescopic sight. He's cleaning his rifle. He had a new, huge, giant HD TV. A deer came on the screen. He took aim at the deer. He sincerely thought the gun wasn't loaded. He sincerely pulled the trigger, and he sincerely destroyed his new HD TV. So you can be sincere, but you can be wrong. And then she may have tried, Doctor, live the best you can. But you understand, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You can't live good enough. There's still a debt to pay for sin. Oh, she might have also gone to Doctor Join the Church, or Doctor Baptism, or Doctor Think Positive. And she spent all she had on these physicians, but she wasn't better. She was only worse. And listen to me today. You're listening to the radio today, and you've tried church, and you've tried baptism, and you tried thinking positive. You tried to turn over a new leaf, but you're not any better. You're worse. Well, listen, you have to do what this woman did. To be cured, you have to come to Jesus. Good, notice her salvation. She heard about Jesus and decided, I'm going to go see him. Now, she had a problem. There was a crowd. But she decided to get her way through the crowd, as weak as she was, as difficult position as she was. She knew he had power to heal her, that Jesus had power to make her well. And by faith, she touched the hem of his garment. Do you need big faith? No. You just need small faith, because you have a big Savior. She admitted her affliction. She admitted her situation was helpless. And she went to Jesus and trusted him for her healing, trusted him for her salvation. And when you admit your affliction, I'm a sinner. I've sinned against God. I'm hopeless. I'm helpless. I'm headed for death and hell to pay for my sin against a holy God. But then you know Christ died for you, that God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for me. He died for my sin. And he offers eternal life to all who will put their faith and trust in him. Then instantaneously, you can be saved. The Bible says the moment she touched his garment, straightway, that's instantaneous. No in between. Listen, there's no waiting period. You're either saved or you're lost. You're either in or you're out. You're either dead or you're alive. You're either still guilty or you've been pardoned. The moment you put your faith in Jesus Christ, your Savior, you believe in your heart, then God gives you the gift of salvation. God forgives you of your sin, and you are passed from death unto life. It's instantaneous, my friend. It happens immediately. But it's not just instantaneous, it's voluntary. It was her choice. She had to want to get to Jesus. It was her will to go to Jesus. And if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, can I tell you today, it's your decision. He can forgive you. He can save you. He can secure you. He'll give you the gift of eternal life, but he waits for you. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You must do the calling. And once you do the calling, revealing that your heart has believed in Jesus, then he'll save you. If you do your part, he'll do his part. Now, that's salvation. But wait, there's something more here. There's a confession. Once she does this, Jesus stops everybody. And he says, wait a minute, who touched me? And the disciple says, wait a minute. There's all kinds of people around here pressing upon you. All kinds of people are touching you. Jesus said, no, 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 no. And by the way, did Jesus know who touched him? Absolutely. He wasn't asking for his sake. He's asking for the woman's sake who touched me. He wanted her to come out and confess her publicly, to make her confession public. And she did. Listen, Christian, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. The Bible says, whosoever believeth on him should not be ashamed. Too many Christians are like the Arctic River, frozen at the mouth. Oh no, Jesus made us some startling statement in Matthew chapter 10. Matthew 10 and verses 32 and 33. Notice what Jesus said. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Well, I don't know about you. Those are powerful verses. So if you have trusted Jesus Christ, your Savior, if you listen to one of these broadcasts and you pray and ask Jesus Christ to save you, the next thing you ought to do is get yourself in church. And if you don't have one, I can highly recommend one on the southwest side of Columbus in Grove City, Ohio. And you come to the next public service and you walk down the aisle at the end of the invitation and you tell the pastor, I've trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior and I want it to be known. I want it to be public. That's exactly the way you should do it. And you should let it be known. Are you ashamed of Jesus Christ? Oh, my friend, whosoever believes in him should not be ashamed. And I don't know about you. I sure want him to confess me before the Father which is in heaven. And so you have to be willing to confess him. He wanted her to make a public confession of her faith in Jesus Christ. Listen, when a newlywed couple, they just got married and they're heading out to their car. They don't throw rice anymore. They throw what? Bird seed or blow bubbles or something. And he walks her out and he opens the back door to the back seat. She says, what are you doing? He said, I want you to get in the back seat, please. And so she goes ahead and slides in and he gets in the front seat and he looks in the rearview mirror and she says, what are you doing? He said, would you mind just kind of laying down on the seat? In fact, better yet, lay down on the floor. Oh, I tell you what, that marriage is in trouble from the very start. That isn't how it works. Whenever there's a newlywed couple like that, oh, they want to be with each other and they want to show the groom off. The groom wants to show the bride off and say, this is my bride. Oh, listen, there's no such thing as a secret lover when it comes to the marriage. But what about you and Jesus? Are you trying to keep it secret? Are you willing to let everybody know I'm in love with Jesus Christ? He is my Savior and I'm not ashamed of that. Be open about it. Step out of the crowd. Thank him for your salvation. Do it publicly in front of others and let them know that Jesus Christ has healed me of my sin condition. Oh, I tried everything else. Nobody made me better. They only made me worse until I came to Jesus. And he forgave my sin. And he gave me the gift of eternal life. And he promises me a home in heaven one day. I'm saved by faith in Jesus Christ as my Savior. That's the woman with Yeshua's blood there in Mark chapter 5. Well, hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Look forward to seeing you some of you on the Lord's Day. Don't forget the choir cantata Sunday evening at 5:30. And then the rest of us, we'll come back for our broadcast, Lord willing, Monday. And we'll spend some time with the prodigal son. And until Monday, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny
smile.